Welcome everybody. Today we are going to talk about hotel accounting and finances, which is basically the backbone of the hotel industry. Let's start with revenue management. Revenue management inadvertently means managing revenue. It's a process of maximizing revenue by controlling demand and supply. We use various industries, including hospitality and tourism. Now, hospitality industry revenue management is optimizing the pricing of rooms, packages, other services vis-a-vis demand. It's also used to manage demand by setting limits on rooms that can be booked on a certain date, a certain time, at a certain rate, or through a certain platform. In tourism industry, revenue management is again used for the same purposes, pricing on tours, activities, other experiences, again by setting limits. So there are a number of factors which are considered when revenue management is done. What is the demand? Demand is a major factor. In hospitality industry, it varies. Demand of a product or a service in hospitality varies from weekday to weekend. If there is an event taking place, the time of the year, now it also, seasons also vary. Depending on your location, your seasons are different. If you are a hill station, your season is during summer. If you are a city, you have seasons. If you are a tourist destination, your season is between in September to April. September to March, basically, October to March. So your seasons vary. You will have more traffic on the weekend than the weekday if you are a tourist destination, because more domestic travel happens on weekends, long weekends especially. If you are a city hotel, you have more traffic on a weekday than a weekend. So type of property also is important. Then what is the supply of rooms available in the particular place? Number of rooms, number of tickets or any other units available. So supply. So let's say you are Panchgani. There are 5,000 rooms in Panchgani and there are 10,000 people coming, demand for 10,000. So the supply is lesser than demand, then you have to control demand. How do you do it? By hiking prices and for that period of time. So pricing of the product also is very important. Now pricing of the product will account to what category of hotel are you? What is the kind of service which you are giving vis-a-vis the price? Are you a value hotel? Are you a budget hotel? What is your target audience? And demand and supply also come into the equation. So revenue management that way is very complex. And it changes from day to day. So if there is a particular event in a particular area, may not be in the city, but in the area where your hotel is situated, your demand will increase is more than the city's demand. So your revenue management has to be able to adapt to it and adapt to it very quickly. So pricing becomes a very important aspect at that point of time. And you also have to see the competition's pricing. What is the competition pricing it at? You both have similar products. You are pricing a room rate at 5,000. He's pricing it at 4,000. He's generating more business because you are pricing it at 5,000. So you have to look at all those aspects also. But should you price it at 4,000? Should you undercut it? Or should you level with them or remain at it? So these are processes about revenue management. And you have to look at your costs. What is my cost? Is it feasible for me to go below a particular rate? What is my minimum rate? What should be my maximum rate? And revenue management is all about maximization of revenue. So it's a tool for maximization of revenue. What do you benefit from it? You increase revenue, maximization of revenue. But because you also calculate costs, you are also improving profitability. Now see, let's take an airline. You in place. You book a ticket 4 months in advance, you may get it at 500 rupees, 1,000 rupees. That same ticket for that same airline, and 2 days in advance, you'll get a 5,000, 6,000, 10,000. That's all products of revenue management. adaptability in the change. But if there are lots of seats available on the flight on the last day, you may get it even cheaper than what you bought it 4 months ago. So you're reducing loss, you're increasing profitability, you're increasing revenue. Your efficiency increases because this helps, revenue always helps in streamlining business, in streamlining operations. If you're making a right decision, your efficiency increases. And you're increasing customer satisfaction in another way. Best possible value they could get at that particular point of time. See, remember, room night lost today is the room night lost ever. It's a perishable commodity. So revenue management skills are to be used to fulfill the desired occupancy. What are the challenges? You require a lot of data when you're doing revenue management. A whole host of data. What is the competition doing? What are you doing? What is their size? What is your size? What is the pricing around in the market? Is there what is the demand? What is the supply at that particular date? Is the supply is the pressure on supply? All revenue management requires a lot of expertise. This, the whole knowledge of this, by looking at the data, crunching the data, it gives you a picture. But that picture to change into a particular pricing requires human intervention, requires expertise, requires experience, and also it's foreseeing changes in demand. Demand can change rapidly, anything can happen. So you need to be able to adapt very quickly to the changing environment. The biggest challenge in your revenue management is human error. Ultimately, at the end of the day, human beings are required to make decisions. So, we talked about revenue. Then let's talk about quality assurance checks and audits. Now, once you've generated the revenue, you have to provide assurances. You are providing services to the guests. So, you require to have quality assurance checks and audits. This is systematically monitoring and evaluating process to meet your standards of quality, which you've set. Quality assurance is essential for guests because the quality assurance gives positive experience which allows the guest to repeat himself to your organization. How do you do quality assurance? You have something called the internal audit. You have something called the external audit. Internal audit means what? Your internal teams does the audits of the entire organization. So you're conducting audits to ensure that the quality is maintained. External audits can be of many ways. One is a normal external auditor will come and audit. The other is you can have surprise guests who are auditing for you. People don't know you're being audited. External audits are more important than internal audits? No. Both are equally important. You need to constantly audit. Unless you don't check, you don't have checks and balances, you will never know your quality assurances. Either you're meeting your standards or you're going down. Because you see the same thing day in, day out. Only an external or internal eye to see these things can tell you. The other thing is guest service, guest feedback system. Always take feedback from a guest. He will constantly give you feedbacks. And those feedback surveys should be taken seriously. Then his employee. Don't forget, employees are the ones who are actually providing the service. They are the ones who can tell you where, what is not happening properly and why it is not happening. So employee surveys are very important. And product testing. When you open a new restaurant, there is product testing. Food trials keep going on. There's a reason for it. Now, frequency of these depends on the size of your organization and affordability of the company and the complexity of your hotel or your company. Larger organization will have it more frequent than smaller organization. Whatever said and done, quality assurances, checks and balances have to be done on a regular basis in order for the company to ensure that it is meeting the standards it's prescribed for itself. And the quality standards are maintained. Now, benefits of doing it. What are the benefits? Naturally, with quality assurance audits and assurance checks and balances, you are working on guest satisfaction improvements. Guests improves the satisfaction. Second thing is, with these audits, you find out where your costs are also going high. So you can work on your costs, reducing costs. These assurance will tell you your gaps in security, your gaps in your compliances. And because you keep constantly doing employee surveys and constantly doing these audits, you are also making a healthier working environment. So improving employee morale, all this put together increases sales and does business. More profitability. Another important concept in hospitality is budgeting and forecasting. Now, this is a very important aspect. This is like the finance minister giving a budget and forecast. Finance minister, although speaks about what they did last year, in hospitality, budgeting and forecasting is an essential tool. You are envisioning, you are putting a vision for the next 1 year. You are laying down a roadmap for the next 1 year. What are you going to do in the next 1 year? How much business are you going to do? What is the fluctuation going to be? What are the factors of the year? How much business you will do in days of the week? What events are taking place in your place? So you do an entire review of a year to come. And the year gone by. You can only forecast with historical data. So what is a budget? Budget is a plan for how much money a business expects to earn by using forecasting as a tool. Forecasting is the prediction of what the business will come. So what does this allow you to do? It allows you to track, keep a track on your finances, financial performance and your finances. It tells you, in the last year I spent X amount of money in a particular area. In this year, so it shows you the entire picture of what you spent last year vis-a-vis your business. It tells you in areas where you can save money. So you can put cost control methods, you can think about ways to reduce those costs. It helps you make informed decisions. So you're expecting a convention to happen in your city in the next in this year. So you require certain equipments to be bought from there. So you are already planning for your expectation of business. So informed decisions, investments, and it lays out a roadmap so you can plan for unexpected events. So what do you do to budget and forecast? You gather data, you set goals, and you create a budget. What do you mean by gathering data? You take historical data, you take competitive data, what you did last year, when you did last year, why you did that much only that time. Then you look at this year, coming year, and you say these are things which are going to happen. You gather data, what is going to happen, predetermined events in your area. Then you set goals of this I did last year, so I can keep a goal for that. That is a budget. My expenditure this last year was so and so, my expenditure this year should either be more or less depending what my goals are. So I do an entire forecast of how much I expect to do and how much money will I spend to do get that done. So I make a forecast, I predict. And then when I predicted for 12 months, after every month I can monitor and I can adapt and adjust. I can add to my budgeted figures. I can monitor my financial performances. What I'm expecting, what actually is happening, either I've underestimated, overestimated. So very important. What do I need to do that? What do I need to do a budget with? I have to be flexible. I have to keep my mind open. There'll be fluctuating situations. There'll be flexible. You have to be flexible in your budget. I have to use historical data. I have to consider future trends. What is going to happen? More importantly, I have to involve all stakeholders. So as a general manager, I'm doing the budgeting. I make the budget for a restaurant, but the restaurant manager doesn't own the budget. So I have to involve the restaurant manager. I have to involve the F&B manager. They have to own their budgets. They have to involve their teams. So that everybody he goes towards that goal. As the leader of the organization, I should not be the only one going towards that goal. Everyone, right from bottom down, should be going towards that goal. It allows me to create incentive schemes. It allows me to create, enthusiasm. People want to achieve the goal. You created the goal, created the budget. This is another aspect of budgeting, cost control. Very important aspect. It's very easy in the hotel to lose sight of cost. Cost can go haywire. So cost control is very, very essential. It's a fast-moving, fast-paced, dynamic world in the hospitality industry. Expenses are rising daily. I have to be able to do contracts. My customers' demands are changing, so my cost is changing. But my control has to be paramount. I have to have control. It significantly affects my bottom line if I don't control my cost. My long-term sustainability affects. So setting budgets and forecasting is a part of cost control. Using historical data is part of cost control. Benchmarking is part of cost control. Cost cutting. Cost cutting doesn't mean what is necessary you should not do. Cost cutting means that you are controlling the costs of things you purchase. Negotiating better deals. Working in my procurement. Taking out unnecessary costs. Unrequired purchases are being identified. Checking inventory. Controlling my inventory. Staffing is a cost to the organization. Controlling my staffing. I should never exceed my allocated staff. So all these are modes of cost cutting. I have to be proactive. I have to look at things. I have to say, I cannot handle fluctuation in food prices on a daily basis. So I do a contract which keeps a standard food price for a period of time. So that is being proactive. Not only when onions go to 200 rupees will I think about onions. If I have done a proper contract, it will remain standard. I have to get everyone involved. Cost cutting is not a one-man job. Every employee and every owner has to be involved. Cost cutting also happens in the biggest factor of using of electricity. If electricity is not switched off in areas when it is not needed, then cost will go haywire also there. I have to be very creative. I have to look at innovative ways. And I should never be afraid to make a change. If I am afraid to make a change, I will not be able to cut costs. In fact, my cost will only continue to increase. Now, all this leads to cash flow. And cash flow needs to be managed. Cash flow management is a very important aspect. It's a process of controlling and optimizing flow of money in and out of the business. It's an essential part. Huh? Without cash flow management, I can't run an organization, business. This is not a... this. Again, cash flow management, standard methods are there everywhere. Setting budget, I have to set budget and forecast. That comes everywhere. Using a good cash flow management system would help me identify my leaks. Negotiating with suppliers, we just discussed this. Creating contracts, negotiating with them, getting better deals. Managing inventory. Using credit. Getting credit. And the least favored alternative, taking out a loan on a resort. Last resort. Loans are expensive. Full stop. Risk management. Like every business, there is risk management. Now, risk in the hospitality industry can happen from various parts. Economic downturn, national disaster, security threat. But I have to implement risk management measures so that I can have least impact. Unexpected risks can happen at any point of time. Let's take the COVID-19 example. COVID-19 was risk happened. A lot of hotels converted themselves to quarantine areas. Instead of doing what do you say, servicing tourists, we started servicing in doctors and nurses. That helped bring down risk management. So it's a risk management is a very it's you have to have be prepared. You have to identify the risk. You have to have a risk investment, assessment. How much impact will it do on my business of each risk? How do I control the risk? What is the likelihood of the risk to reduce? What is the impact of the risk on my business? How do I monitor during the risk management exercise? I regularly review and make changes and take decisions, and I keep constantly evolve the management plan. Some essential part. Natural disasters can happen at any point of time. Economic downturn is some trend which you will probably see from before. Security threats is very controllable. Cyber attacks are very controllable. Staff shortages, if I've done my budgeting properly, I can always plan it. But these are risks to business. Now, some of the popular hotel management and tourism softwares are NetSuite, cloud-based accounting software. It's a good choice for hotels and tourism businesses because it is scalable and can be customized to meet the specific needs of the business. And wide range of services, so it features for business of all sizes. And SAP-based one, SAP Business One is another one, cloud-based accounting software. Wide range of features, including inventory management, CRM, and reporting. Then you have Oracle Hospitality Cloud. Now, this Hospitality Cloud includes property management, revenue management, guest services, apart from the accounting services, and AccuRev accounting. Again, this is features point of sale integration, inventory management, reporting, Xero. It's a good choice for hotels and tourism. Easy to use and affordable. What are the important considerations I'll keep into mind when I choose a software? What are the features? Does it cover all the areas of finance? Accounts payable, accounts inventory management, reporting. What is the scalability? Today I'm on a 50-room business. Tomorrow I'll add two more restaurants, three more restaurants. Can I scale the software to adapt to my needs? What's the scalability? How easy for my accountant to use? Can my accountant use it? Easy to understand, easy to use. And in my accountant absence, in his absence, can my assistant accountant use it or can I see through it? And the most important, can I afford it? For my size of business, can I afford it? Very important. Popular metrics for hotel and tourism accounting. First metric is occupancy rate. What is the percentage of rooms are occupied at any given day? So how is it calculated? Number of rooms occupied, number divided by the number of rooms available will give you occupancy percentage, occupancy rate. Second is RevPAR. Revenue per available room. Total revenue divided by the number of rooms available will give you RevPAR. It's not occupied, it is available room. Even a room not sold, then ADR, average daily rate. What is the average daily rate I'm calculating, taking? Total revenue again by the number of rooms occupied. That gives me an average daily rate. By number of rooms occupied, average daily rate. Then CPA, cost per available room. I should know my cost. What does that cost include? It includes everything. It includes salary, it includes cleanliness, maintenance, cleaning expenses, it includes electricity, everything. So it will give me a total cost per available room. So total cost divided by the number of rooms available to sell. That will give me a cost per available room. What is my turnover? Turnover is a very important thing. How many times a room is sold? Yeah. Again, number of room nights sold divided by number of rooms available. So my average could be 1, could be 1.1, could be 0.5. What is my average length of stay? Another important matrix that tells me how much time a person is spending in my property. So the average number of nights that a guest is staying at the hotel, total number of rooms nights by the number of guests will tell me the amount of average a person stays in the hotel. Then net operating income, NOI. That this is the hotel's profit after deducting all operating expenses. So income minus expenses is NOP, NOI. Then there is ROI, return on investment. That's a hotel profit as a percentage of its investment. Then GOP, gross operating profit. This is hotel's profit before deducting interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. These are basically the formulas of all what I've just told you, explained to you graphically. So it's like this. So occupancy rate, number of rooms occupied, number of rooms available, so on. These are formulas, mathematical formulas, so that you know and you can see. Number of rooms occupied divided by number of rooms available into 100. So RevPAR, total revenue divided by number of rooms available. So these are giving you the entire formulas in a descriptive fashion. So in a nutshell, hotel accounting is a very important back tool. It gives you a total outlook of what you're doing and is your company profitable or not. Tells you your cost, tells you your revenue, and allows you to budget for it. With that, I would like to thank you.